Hello, it's Coggo and Jules. I've got to tell you, Jules, it's a special day, Anzac Day, for me. And I reckon it might be for you too. It seems to roll around, but then when you get closer to it, you start thinking about what it means. I certainly do. I don't know about you.
Every 25th of April it comes around and you see the pins. You know, I remember, especially from school time, as we're taught about Anzacs and the Anzac spirit, and the bickies come out and you go, what does that all mean? And for me, it feels like something that's so far away, and you can't even imagine that people that were so young that were asked, you know, told by our country, you need to stand up and pay, you know, in some cases, the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, Coggo.
It was an adventure for a lot. We're about to hear a montage we put together for Anzac Day. And a lot of the people involved, particularly men, of course, they thought it was an adventure until they got there, unfortunately, and then found out that it was real life stuff. And again, I mean, it's easy to say from a distance, hey, I would have done this and I would have done that. But I'm sure when it, you know, push comes to shove, it these days there'd be a lot of people say, no, I might just hold back on this one. But not in those days, not in the First World War, certainly the Second, Vietnam, and there's a lot of other wars in between. And even, you know, soldiers that are overseas at the moment, you know, certain places, it's a massive call, isn't it, to, you know, put your hand up and say, I'm going to do this and there's a chance I might not come back.
It's incredibly brave. It's such an incredible thing to do for your country, and you think of all the defence workers out there who do some amazing things for us. So this day is for them, and it's for remembering those, you know, who might have passed a while ago, who, you know, we hold dear in our hearts, and it's incredibly special to get an insight into what it was like.
Yeah, and
through
just
their eyes.
Correct. And just finishing up on that, we've got to be grateful to the fact that we get to do all these things, even just doing what we're doing, and the many other things that have come with it, because there was a time when there was none of this and it was a tough gig to even live. So, you know, we say thank you and we appreciate what's gone before us. And I'm so glad that we highlight the day for what it is, and for kids to grow up remembering that, you know, it's not a, you know, well, it is a privilege to live in the area that we live in, and there's a lot of the worst places, but we're only here because people before us, our forefathers and mothers and kids, etc., did all the hard work.
Yeah, well said, Coggo. So let's give it over to those that have a special voice and have seen some incredible things. And please enjoy this special on Anzac Day 2024.
Yeah, lest we forget.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old.
Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn.
At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
Well, that goes back to the day when the war was declared. And I can remember at school, the teacher, he'd just read this publication in the daily paper, how we were committed to war. And I couldn't hold myself. I just said, bawled out, I'll be there. And that was in 1914 when the war was declared. Well, I knew that when I was old enough, I would enlist. But of course, Charlie is just one of those fellas that's still over there in the poppy field. I went to visit Charlie one day. He went to a different company than I was. And the boy said, Charlie was reading a letter from home, and a shell came over. We couldn't find enough of Charlie to bury him, but so that you see, that's war. War is hell on earth.
On the 25th of April 1915, Australian and New Zealand forces faced their first major military action of the First World War.
Men and women of Australia, we are at war.
For 8 months, Anzac soldiers fought and died on the beach at Gallipoli. The battle was disastrous, but from the ashes of defeat, a fighting spirit was born. The fighting spirit of the Anzacs.
Fellow Australians, it is my melancholy duty to inform you officially that in consequence of the persistence by Germany in her invasion of Poland, Great Britain has declared war upon her, and that as a result, Australia is also at war.
Since 1860, Australians have been going to war.
I am sure that the people of Australia, like those of all the empire, will not falter beneath the burden or fail in the hour of need.
The Australian government this afternoon took the necessary steps which will mean that a state of war exists between Australia and Japan.
Today is a special day where we remember all those, whether service personnel or civilian, of every nation who suffered or continue to suffer through war. In particular, we remember those who served in the Australian Defence Forces.
That means clearly and specifically that every human being in this country is now, whether he or she likes it, at the service of the government to work in the defence of Australia.
This is your victory. Victory of the cause of freedom.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war.
Japan has today surrendered. The wrath of our enemies is laid low.
I was one of those that was called up to national service. It was interesting. I mean, it was a ballot. It's the only watch I really ever won. Birthday came out, and that was it. I wasn't even an Australian citizen. But it didn't matter because I was in Australia. I went and served God, Queen and Country.
We gather today not to celebrate battle or glorify war, but to remember those who have served our country during conflict and crisis.
I was called up in the National Service in 1953. We would be given a week's leave, and when the week's leave was over, we'd come back and we would be sent over to Korea. And then a week before we were finished our training, we were called up and told that 38th parallel had been declared.
I joined the army in 66 as a regular and as a motor mechanic. I was posted to Woodside, where Three Bar were, in 1967, and we went into Vietnam as an extra battalion in December 67.
When I was told that we wouldn't be going to Korea, I was a bit disappointed. My father said, "You beaut."
I'd been in the army at that stage, the National Service, for 14 months, and it looked like we were not going to get a chance to go to Vietnam. So about 25 of us put our hands up to go as reinforcements, and they said, right, you've got 7 days, and away we went. Went home, saw the parents, said goodbye, and over we went.
We admire the Australian soldiers that fought many wars, and they weren't sure what was going to happen the next day.
Suppose the first one you didn't know what was going to happen. It was a bit of a thrill. Then you suddenly realise that people could be hurt. So that was probably the worst part of Vietnam.
It wasn't unusual for the Viet Cong to be a pillion passenger on a motor scooter and go alongside one of the military buses, which had mesh across the windows, and just attach a satchel bomb to it and just drive off.
Within 6 months of an agreement, we shall withdraw all US and Allied forces from South Vietnam. We shall exchange all prisoners of war. There shall be a ceasefire throughout Indochina.
Our aim is a situation in East Timor where the United Nations can supervise the peaceful transition to independence of that territory.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied air forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
Yes, yesterday in Afghanistan, we're advised by the Chief of Defence Force that we have lost another Australian.
Mateship friends, which I've still got today, 45 years later. People I never knew until National Service, from all around Australia.
Today is also a day to remember those currently serving overseas.
It means remembering the comradeship that you had with the guys that you served with. It also remembers those guys that didn't make it back.
It's Australian. It's all about Australia.
It's just a time to reflect and remember and thank God for a free Australia.
It means an awful lot to me.
My father was a returned soldier from World War II, and he was in an infantry battalion as well, so it's always been a bit important to me. Remembering those that have fallen and all the wars, it's a time for me to reflect on those mates that I did lose in Vietnam.
Anzac Day is our day. It's an Australian day, Anzac Day. It's what our diggers fought and lost their lives for Australia to be Australia.
Since before Federation, over 102,000 men and women have given the ultimate sacrifice to their country, and countless others have been wounded. Today we remember those who paid the supreme sacrifice so that we can live in peace. Anzac Day is not merely a date or some remote campaign, but rather a spirit. Every nation remembers some past event, some battle, or some defining moment in history. Our defining moment came in 1915 at Gallipoli, a campaign which, if not an outright defeat, was certainly not a success. By losing a campaign, we gained a greater prize, an enduring sense of national identity. Let us never forget.